Be seated. Those of you who would cast your vote for Mr. Jones will please stand.
No, I think
please stand. I don't want to add to your list, but if you can sit back when it's not in you, I think it'll save both of us. Mr. Ebus, you know the moderator is usually pretty close. Mr. Ebus received 157 votes. Mr. Jones received 156 votes. We are ready for the next nomination, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Moderator, the Committee on Nomination submits, for the Committee on Administration. These were the replacements of those who had resigned, and the nominations that are submitted, two teaching elders, Paul Settle from Calvary Presbytery and J.W. Liscom from Louisiana. And we place these two names in nomination.
Now, where are you, sir, for my benefit?
We're on page 1302.
Oh, 2. All right.
C, nomination, Paul Settle and J.W. Liscom.
And Liscom. You're placing these two men in nomination?
Yes, sir.
Are there additional nominations from the... No, sir, I'm afraid. I'll hear you in a minute. Number 12 has the floor. Microphone 12.
Mr. Moderator, Mark Lowry, Mississippi Valley Presbytery. I hope I'm fixing to do this properly. I've checked with the clerk, and he says I am. I'd like to nominate Mr. Norman Bagby to be placed against Mr. Paul Settle.
Reverend Norman Bagley is denominated against Reverend Paul Settle.
I'd like to explain a little reasoning behind that, please, if I can. The admission to the U.S. Committee will have to have three teaching elders elected, and I believe that Mr. Settle would serve our denomination better as a part of the MUS Committee. In light of the fact that that committee is involved in organizing pastors, and we need to have someone that can bring to bear a Christian education background to help these men in their work.
Now, I will allow an explanation of a reason, if there's a reason. I am not going to allow supporting speakers. Now, this time, all right. But if you have a reason for placing a nomination, give us your reason. But if you think the man is splendid for some reason, you're going to have to just let that type of supporting speech go. Microphone 8.
Tom Barnes, Evangel Presbytery. Ms. Moderator's question, is this the same J.W. Liscom who was elected last year for the class of 82 and Board of Interim Community Trustees?
There's only one J.W. Lipscomb, so I...
Lipscomb is James in Lancashire.
That's the same man. I recognize you over here if you get the mic.
But I move that the nomination be closed.
14. All right. We have three names from... We have two names to go onto the board, onto the screen. Reverend Paul Settle and the Reverend Norman Bagby. We will take them in opposite or in reverse order. The nomination of the Reverend Norman Bagby will be the one we vote on first. Those in the assembly who support this nomination will please hold up your hand. Down. Those of you who support Reverend Paul Settle, hold up your hand. Reverend Paul Settle is elected. Those of you who support the slate of two names as nominated by the committee, hold up your hand. Down. Opposed, same sign. They are elected.
Mr. Moderator, the committee places in nomination as an alternate the name of Norman Bagby from Grace Presbytery.
Alternate to what?
An alternate to the committee on administration. We were instructed to submit the names to elect two teaching elders.
All right,
and one alternate.
All right, all right. The name of Reverend Norman Bagby is nominated as the alternate. I see no one seeking the microphone. Reverend Norman Bagby, or you are? Mic 9.
Mr. Moderator, I guess it's a point of order, a point of information. Did you not confirm that J.W. Lipscomb and James Lipscomb were the same person?
That's correct.
Is James Lipscomb not currently serving on the Board of Trustees of Insurance and Annuity?
To serve on the Board of Trustees is not the same as to serve on the General Assembly Committee.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
He has the privilege of that real responsibility. Microphone 10.
Mr. Moderator, for some who may not know, all of our committees have alternates, and the alternates are invited to every meeting of that committee, and should some or any member of that committee not be present, then the alternate sits in on all of the deliberations and votes. I served year before last as an alternate on the Missions of the World Committee, and I attended all of the meetings but one, and I participated in all of the meetings but one. It's an important office.
All right. Without objection, the Reverend Norman Bagby is elected.
Mr. Moderator, the committee submits the name of H.S. Rolliford, Mississippi Valley, as ruling elder for the Committee on Administration for the class of 1982.
I see no one seeking a microphone. Without objection, Mr. Williford is elected. Go, boy, go.
We submit the name of James Gay from New River Presbytery as alternate.
Will you spell that last name?
G-A-Y.
Mr. James Gay, alternate ruling elder on the Committee of Administration, is proposed by the committee.
New River Presbytery.
I see no one seeking the microphone. Without objection, he is elected.
Mr. Moderator, for the class of 19 and 82, under the subcommittee on interchurch relations, the committee submits the name of Thomas Llewellyn, Mississippi Valley.
The bottom of page 1302.
Mr. Moderator.
I'm sorry, but I have not talked to the chairman of the nominating committee on this. Tim Fortner has already left the denomination, and Reverend Tim Llewellyn will automatically take his place in that class. And I'm sorry, I have not communicated with the chairman on this earlier. So they really need to make a new nomination.
Mr. Llewellyn was alternate, I believe, and he is automatically placed on the committee replacing Reverend Tim Fortner, who transferred away from the denomination. Are you keeping the mic here, Dick?
You become...
So we do have a vacancy.
I beg your pardon. I'm confused. In the class of 78, Tim Fortner would have gone off in anyhow. So I beg your pardon. So he would be eligible for election, not the new class.
All right, now wait a minute then. If I have announced something that's mistaken.
Yes, it was my announcement that's mistaken. I wasn't catching the fact that the class of 78 is going out this year, so though he would have replaced him, he also, I think, would be eligible now to be reelected to a new class.
He is eligible for election to the class of 1982. So this is a bona fide nomination. Is that what you were going to say, Dick? Well, you have the microphone. Mr. Moderator, I want to make a nomination to the
next class.
The committee, that is, to go through 1982, we have submitted names for the class of 1981 and the class of 1982. We're now on 82. I probably should have taken 81
first.
That's
all right. You can take anyone you want. We're on class 1982, and the name of Reverend Thomas Llewellyn is before us. Microphone 10.
Mr. Moderator, it's Mitch Cooley from Mid-Atlantic. Is this the way to expand the size of a committee? I don't believe that we just automatically add an extra class to a committee unless the Assembly decides to do so. It seems to me that 6 members is sufficient for this committee, and I oppose just adding an extra class that adds to the expense of the operation of the committee and everything else.
Mr. Moderator,
Did you oppose that when class 1982 on administration was elected?
I don't think we have a class for 1982. We're not replacing anybody. We're just enlarging the committee. This happens 2 or 3 times in this report. I think it's out of order.
Mr. Moderator, several years ago, we only had 3 class committees on all of the committees, and then we enlarged by action of the Assembly to change those major program committees to 4 class committees.
Yes.
We did not automatically do it for all the subcommittees. And I think the nominating committee has assumed that they all should have had 4 class committees. And it would take an action of the Assembly to do so. I think that's truly correct.
Could I make a motion?
You may make a motion.
I make a motion that Mr. Llewellyn be nominated to the class of 1981, and we elect no 1982 class for this.
I cannot accept that motion because we have already elected people to the class of 1982 on other committees.
No, Mr. Moderator, that was correct. You see, they were enlarged to 4 class committees for 4 years, whereas the subcommittees have only been 3 years, and so they don't elect for the same year.
Well, if that's correct, then he still would have to make the motion, in the moderator's opinion, to reorder the principle that's before us before we take up names. And the motion, the correct motion, if you want to make it, would be that we make the subcommittee into 3 classes instead of 4, and then we'll talk about names.
It's only three right now. It would take an action of the Assembly to raise it to a 4 class committee. It's now a 3 class committee. That was the way it was originally appointed. And when we raised those other committees, we did not raise all of the committees. We only raised the major committees, the 4 class committees.
Now, you brethren can say what you want to say, but we have before us a printed report which has 4 classes on it. I'll accept the motion to amend this report to make 3 classes if you want to do that.
Mr. Moderator, I move that we retain 3 classes on the subcommittee on interchurch relations.
I'll accept that. Do you have a second? Do you have a second? Do you want to debate that?
Microphone 5, you don't debate that. 5.
Mr. Moderator, I have a procedural motion after this.
After this. In other words, you are amending the report of the committee that is before us at this point. All right. If you're ready, if you want to do this, if you want to retain, amend the committee's report so as to propose 3 classes instead of 4 classes for the Committee on Interchurch Relations, will you say aye?
Aye.
Opposed, no. It is so ordered. So, we have before us 2 names.
Mr. Moderator?
Yes, sir.
I move that the entire report be referred back to the Committee on Nomination so that they may present the classes as they are to be elected to avoid all of this controversy.
Now, if you do that, we are going to have several committees affected. The stated clerk has stated that the 4 program committees are extended to 82, but you will see on your paper that judicial business,
examining committee, the
examining
there.
Just a minute. And some trustees and others are all nominated in 4 classes. The motion before us, which has been seconded, is that the whole matter be remanded to the committee to come back to this assembly, Mr. Commissioner?
Yes, sir. All I'm trying to, if I get a second, I'd like to.
You got it.
All I'm trying to do is, if we consider going through the way we are going, every time we hit one of these committees, we're going to have a count.
That's true.
But if the committee will go back and come out with 1 recommendation in the correct classes, then we can go on through with some degree of dispatch, I hope.
Now, you wait a minute. I'm not going to give you yet. if this procedural motion passes, I am going to assume that the Assembly is also voting on the principal question of reducing all subcommittees to 3 classes. Wait a minute. You have reduced 1 subcommittee to 3 classes. If you remand... Now, Mr. Moore, you wait a minute. What we have before us is not just simply the procedural motion, but also the mind of the Assembly. And if it is remanded,
Mr. Moderator, I speak against the procedural motion. I think the proper procedure is for you to read that all the nominations from 1982, the committees who only have 3 classes are out of order. It's a violation of the book.
That's right.
You just move them out of order. So when it comes down, we just won't miss them. Now, if somebody wants to nominate some of those that are from the floor that are in 82 for 81, all right.
All right. Now, hold the phone.
You don't even go away.
Hold the phone.
Are they out of order?
Mr. Moderator, the book of first order prescribes on page 20, paragraph 15.1-12, the permanent committee, that is the Committee on Administration, Christian Education, Mission of the U.S., Mission of the World, consists of 4 classes, 3 men each. The examining committee, item 14, is to consist of 3 classes of 2 men each. So those are book of first order. Now, I'm trying to look about judicial business, and I'm not sure whether there's any other one right now. Judicial business may be in some rules that we have set up.
All right. I'm going to talk. Point of order.
I was a member of the Judicial Business Committee when it was changed to 4 classes. That's the only subcommittee I know that by assembly action was made a 4-class committee.
It was made a full class committee by assembly action. Can you find that in a minute?
Mr. Moderator, I believe it is found on page 10. I haven't read it, but Frank Moses just passed it to me. Judicial committee. To be a judicial business committee composed of 6 members, divided into 3 classes of 2 members, each serving 3 terms. If Mr. Moore is correct that it has been enlarged, it has not gotten into the bylaws. We need, no doubt, to change those bylaws if that is correct. What does Mr. Moore remember what year it was done? Because I need to know if it can.
Mr. Moore, I think it was done by the last assembly.
All right, then we no doubt need to get the
bylaws. It was in the minutes of the assembly of 1977.
All right, I'll double check that.
Now, wait a minute. As much as we revere our informal parliamentarian, we cannot take one commissioner's memory as the action of the General Assembly. Now, I'll tell you what we can take. We can take an action of this General Assembly to, at this point, do something. Now, I will accept the motion from the General Assembly that all subcommittees be placed into 3 classes, or I will accept the motion from the Assembly that we take each subcommittee up as it comes and determine how many classes, or I will accept the motion from the Assembly that we... I know. The motion on the floor right now is to remand, but the remand does not cover the question that's before us. And when we remand, they need to know what they're going to do. And what they need to know is whether they're going to do something to all subcommittees, or whether they're going to do something to some subcommittees, or to none. Mr. Moderator, go ahead and
I have a point of order.
Yes, sir. The rules of the General Assembly that are now in force say, for instance, that the Subcommittee on Interstate Relations has only 3 classes.
Yes.
I think it's the duty of the chair to rule that the Nomination Committee report for the class of 1982 is out of order. If the Assembly some commissioner on the floor wants to change up the 4 classes, he can get up to make that motion. But if you just rule that the class of 1982 is out of order, you'll be ready to vote.
All right.
If you could, handbook, page 2000, 2003, the 4 classes are listed right there. Handbook 2003, you find that real quick.
That's the judicial business. That's the judicial business, that's not the one we're dealing with.
And the one that we're talking about, Mr. Myers, you look at the book. The Subcommittee on Interstate Relations.
Oh, I have no problem with Subcommittee on Interstate Relations.
The trustees that
amused in the lead.
The Board of Trustees, there are 3 of them?
Yeah.
3 of them. The 3 committees, all right, I will read that the 3 committees' names, that does not include judicial business, but interstate relations, trustees of the latest one, is that it? And the 3rd one is what?
Theological examining.
Theological examining. Trustees are not included?
Trustees are not, yes, they're entitled to committee.
Then there are just 2?
2.
All right. Just these 2 committees should be in 3 classes and not 4. So if you demand, as per the motion on the floor, it will be to address these 2 committees. Mr. Chairman, do you have something you want to say before we vote on the motion to remand?
Yes, Mr. Moderator. I understand the problem that we have, but I would like to ask that the Assembly consider, in this case, Tom Llewellyn as the nominee, because the feeling of the committee was, first of all, that Tom had the greater number of votes, and then William Frisbee. In other words, rather than cut out the class of 82, pick up Tom Llewellyn as a nominee for the class of 81 rather than just cut that name off along with that class of 82.
Are you going to suggest the same type of situation occurs when we get to the examining committee?
Yes, sir.
You have heard the chairman say that within the nominations committee, the men were placed in classes, as it were, by majority, by larger and smaller votes within the nominating committee itself. So, in effect, the job is being done that way. You heard him express his view on this. We're going to vote on the motion to remand. The motion to remand is before us. If you favor remanding the matter to the committee to reconsider and bring back, say aye. Opposed, no.
No.
All right. We will vote on the two names before us for the class of 1981, Reverend Tom Llewellyn and Reverend William Thursby.
No.
Who?
Just one. Just Tom Llewellyn.
Oh, you are saying, Mr. Chairman, that the nomination of the committee is the Reverend Tom Llewellyn?
Yes, sir, and in light of the action that was taken, William Frisbee then would become the alternate, and then on page 13, Charles Skinner from Covenant First Day would be deleted.
This would be the idea.
I had it. Dick, you want the mic number five? It's time now to nominate the moderator for 1981. The nominee for 1981 is Reverend Tom Llewellyn, and it is in order to nominate for the floor.
I will nominate Reverend Robert Vincent from Louisiana Presbyterian.
Reverend Robert Vincent from Louisiana Presbyterian. For the class of 1981, you're going to have these two names put on the board. 14, are you nominating someone? No, sir. On the screen, we have the two names we are voting on for the class of 1981. We will vote on the Reverend Robert Yesen.
D-I-N-C-E-N-T.
D-I-N-C-E-N-T. I'm sorry, you ought to know this D-I-N-T spell. That's why he's on the journal board. Those of you who will support the election of the Reverend Robert Vincent will please hold up your hand. Down. Those of you who elect the Reverend Tom Llewellyn, hold up your hand. Mr. Llewellyn is elected. The alternate by the committee is the Reverend William Thursby. He is before you as an alternate to the committee on intercirculation. I see no one speaking to the microphone. The Reverend William Thursby is elected as alternate.
Moderator, the committee places in nomination for the class of 1981, Mr. Legan Duncan of Calvary First Day.
Mr. Legan Duncan of Calvary First Day as the ruling elder for class 1981, microphone 12.
Point of information, sir. Some of our churches have rotating instruction. There's a man who is currently a union elder, but whose term of office expires before his class expires. Is such a man eligible for election to the permanent committee?
Yes, he is.
Mr. Moderator, I'd place the nomination in the name of Mr. Henry Ball of South Florida, Presbyterian, Southern Florida.
Henry Voss, V-O-S-S, South Florida.
Michael Lowe, I'd like to place the nomination of William Elder Fisk in effect from the First Presbyterian Church in American Virginia,
F-U-T-C-H.
C-H-U-R-S-T-O-A. We will vote on these men in reverse order. The first name upon which we will vote will be that of Mr. Sutt.
Those of you who support the election
of Mr. Sutt, may I see your hand? Down. Those of you who will support the election of Mr. Voss. Dowd. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Duncan. Mr. Duncan is elected. Mr. Moderator, the committee places in nomination. Now, this is another class of 1982. Are we right there? I believe we are. I beg your pardon, yes. No, William Thursby was elected. Excuse me. He had a rough day yesterday. Francis Horton is placed in nomination.
Mississippi
Valley.
As the alternate.
As alternate, yes, sir.
Microphone 12. 12.
Placed in nomination. The name of Henry C. Barr. He's an out-of-Presbyterian church, Southern Florida.
Reverend. Mr. Henry Barr.
Democratic Church.
Microphone 9.
I'd like to place the nomination again in the name of Thurston Fudd, Central Georgia Presbyterian.
Fudd.
We will vote in reverse order. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Fudd will please hold up your hand. Down. Those of you who will support the election of Mr. Voss will please hold up your hand. Hold it, hold it. Down. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Horton, please hold up your hand. Mr. Horton is elected. Chairman, Committee on Judicial Business.
Mr. Moderator, we place in nomination for the class of 1982 the Reverend C.D. Murphy of Western Carolina Presbytery.
Now you're taking him from the bottom and working back up? Oh, no, I beg your pardon. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Reverend C.D. Murphy, class of 1982. Microphone 12. Mr. Moderator, I'd like to place the nomination in the name of Teaching Elder Richard Frazier, Presbytery of Central Florida.
Richard Frazier, Central Florida.
We will vote in reverse order. If you favor the election of Mr. Frazier, you will raise your hand. Down. If you will vote for Mr. Murphy, you will raise your hand. Mr. Murphy is elected.
Moderator, replacing in nomination, alternate, Russell D. Tom from Central Florida.
Reverend Russell Toms is nominated. I see no one speaking a microphone. Mr. Toms is elected.
Ruling elder for class of 1982, John Moore from Covenant Presbytery.
Microphone 5. Like placing the name of Mr. Pip Turner, Calvary Presbytery. Pip. James C. Turner.
James C. Turner from Calvary Presbytery.
We will vote in the... Are you microphone 12?
I'd just like to call attention of the court to the fact that the rules say that it's desirable that these ruling elders on the Judicial Business Committee be attorneys.
Do you have reason to believe that that rule is being violated in some way?
No, I don't even know whether either of these men are. I just would wonder if it might be good information.
All right. All right. We're going to vote on these names in reverse order. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Turner will please raise your hand. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Moore will please raise your hand. Mr. Moore is elected.
Mr. Moderator, we place in name Howard Lincoln from Central Georgia as alternate.
Are you seeking the mic, sir? Mic 411.
Anderson from Mississippi Valley. I'd like to place in nomination the name of Mr. Tom Sanford.
He is a lawyer. Tom Sanford is being
nominated. And what category?
Mississippi Valley.
Mm-hmm. Mississippi Valley, please.
We will vote on these men in reverse order. If you favor the election, Mr. Tom Ford, will you please raise your hand? Diane, if you vote for Mr. Lincoln, will you please raise your hand? Mr. Lincoln is elected. Mr. Moderator, for trustees for the insurance and annuity fund, we had a resignation of the class of 1980, the resignation of Chester B. Hall from Tennessee Valley, and we placed in nomination as a replacement for class of 80, Robert Oldacre from Ascension Press Hill. I take it the name is not on the page before. No, sir, it isn't on that. We just inscribed that. This is the resignation in the class of 1980. Will you spell that name, sir? O-L-V-A-K-E-R, Robert Oldacre. Ascension Press Hill.
What class is that again?
That would be the class of 80, yes. I see no one sitting in the microphone, Mr. Oldacre is elected. Mr. Moderator, we had a problem with the... If I must just be honest with the Assembly and say that... I hope you're being honest with the Assembly.
I sure am. The name of L.C. Carroll is placed in nomination, but at the time that we had the reconvene of the committee, we failed to muster up a quorum.
We were too short of a quorum, that is, too short of a simple majority, but we took this action and laid before the Assembly for their consideration. But the name from that committee, as it failed to maintain a simple majority, we do commit the name of L.C. Carroll from New River Press Hill. For the class of 1983,
you have
on the sheet. Well, I'm sorry, I was in the ruling order. Robert W. Street from Western Carolina, Press Hill. You must be talking about alternates or something. Robert G. Street, Western Carolina, is being proposed for the class of 1983, the top of page 1304. I think Mark 48. It's not over.
I'd like to place my name in the name of Mid-Cooley. They previously been on this committee, but as they cut it off, and did a marvelous job in getting us to where we are now when he was on this committee.
That is Carol Pierce. You will vote on these men in reverse order. If you favor the election, Mr. Pierce, will you raise your hand? Hold it. Bell, if you favor the election of Mr. Cox, will you raise your hand? Bell, if you favor the election of Mr. Pitt, will you raise your hand? Bell, I'm going to ask that we take a vote between Mr. Pitt and Mr. Keeler. Will you tell us, please be prepared to vote? If you favor the election of Mr. Keeler, will you stand and remain standing until you've been counted? Thank you.
still is, Kevin.
Well, Mr. Moderator, while we're approaching this vote, I'm going to move the address of some of these people that I do not have. The ministers, of course, I have. I need the address of Mr. Robert Uber. The address of Mr. Robert Uber. Someone come forward with that, please. Those of you who... Wait a minute. Those of you who oppose the election of Mr. Robert Pute, will please stand and remain standing until you've been calling.
Let me continue the addresses I'm going to need. I'm going to move Mr. Robert Ubis' address and Mr. Robert Oldacre. I do not have those names at all in my records, I'm sure. I need those two addresses. Anybody has them, please bring them. Mr. Moderator, back here at 15. It's not the address to Mr. Uber to do the Kendall Presbyterian Church address.
Kendall.
You go do Tuesday. Resignation by Connor Dawson from Westminster, and it was the committee's feeling that Mr. L.C. Carroll from New River be placed in nomination. Just to give us a little more clearly. Connor Dawson, L.C. Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, from what Presbyterian?
New River?
New River. Class of 1981. You have microphone number 8. I'd also place the nomination combine from John DeFoe, named Edmund Johnson, Mr. Cavallo, Edmund Johnson, what Presbyter, Mr. Cavallo, Mississippi Valley, Pastor Lake, Lady Wall, Matthew 5. Further, John DeFoe, I'd place nomination Mr. Peters. Mr. Peters, that's what he said. Robert E. Carroll Cooley.
Huh?
I hear somebody asking the question of whether must be teaching or reading, and maybe either one.
Maybe either one.
Maybe either one. In this particular case, maybe either one. He was there on these notes in reverse order. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Cooley, will please raise your hand. Down. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Johnson, will please raise your hand. Down. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Powell, will please raise your hand. Down. I'm going to ask first he voted for Mr. Cooley to please raise your hand. Mr. Cooley is elected. All right, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Moderator, we close in nomination for the class of 1983, William F. Joseph. Wait a minute, you've got Sam Chester up there. I beg your pardon, yes. Sam Chester from Tennessee Valley, class of 83. You get some tips in those belongings here somehow. You get them some other list. Mr. Moderator, we had to meet several times, and we had to scratch out names and add names and to go back and forth, and it did create a little confusion. No, that was 81, the last vote. Tom Chester is before you for the class of 1983. Microphone number 9.
Edmund Johnson from Mississippi Valley.
Edmund Johnson, Mississippi Valley. Microphone 13. I place the nomination of Greg Joseph from Evangel, Texas. William Joseph, Evangel, Texas. You will vote on these names in reverse order. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Joseph will please raise your hand. Then, those of you who support the election of Mr. Johnson will please raise your hand. Then, those of you who support the election of Mr. Chester will please raise your hand. Chester's elected. The committee places in nomination William F. Joseph Jr. as alternate for the class of
Mr.
Moderator, there are no alternates to the Board of Trustees.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Committee on Christian Education and Publication for the class of 1982, Joseph F. Ryan Jr., Mid-Atlantic. Nomination of Mr. Ryan, recognized microphone 14. Moderator, Joseph Ryan is here. I understand that he is asked to have his name removed if I am an office. He wants to speak to that, and then I will speak.
No, you're not going to speak to that, but I'll let him say something.
Mr. Moderator, stick down and let it run. Touch the floor. I would ask that my name be released from the nomination. Okay.
You have a reason?
Yes, I do. My reason is that at least one member of my customers is here with me, encourages me to decline this nomination, and feels that he speaks for the session as a whole, that this would not be an appropriate time in the life of our state tonight for me to make commitments.
You have voted no confidence for yourself.
All right. I would like to place in nomination the name of Reverend Dan Barr, who is filling an unexpired term currently and will be eligible for the class of 1982. He says he's still in the
Dan Barr is going off.
All right, Dan Barr is going off, so he would be eligible as a nominee. Well, first of all,
if you have served as much as 2 years, and if he has not, he would be eligible. Otherwise, he would not be. Do you have that answer after whether you have?
If Mr. Barr served 2 years, he has not.
So he would be eligible.
So he is eligible, and he is placed for it. And by common consent, we will allow Mr. Ryan's name to be... No, we're not going to do that. We're going to put Mr. Ryan's name up there with the explanation that has been offered, and the defendant can decide whether or not it wants to honor the request. Microphone 12 has been muted. We have Ryan and Barr up there so far. Microphone 12.
Tim Hackett, I'm the secretary. I place in nomination the name of Teaching Elder Fred Marks, Tennessee Valley Secretary. My specific reason is that Mr. Marks served as chairman on the subcommittee on doctrine and ministry. I feel he'll be
No reason. Fred Marks. You're not going to have a speech. All right, number 6.
Mr. Moderator, Buck Smith, Mid-Atlantic Secretary. I place the nomination of Reverend Lawrence Watt of Mid-Atlantic Secretary.
Say that, please.
Mid-Atlantic? Mid-Atlantic.
Here. Microphone 13.
Yes, sir. I would like to ask a question, Mr. In the previous, in the same year, did Mr. Cliff Holmesby have passed away? He's on the class of 79. Could he not be replaced?
What's up? He's not on this committee, but he's on the previous committee. Mark 44-2,
zero agenda, golf post, I move you to the nomination to close.
Move that the nomination to close on this committee. We will vote in reverse order. Those commissioners supporting the election, Mr. Ross, please hold up your hand. None, those of you who support the election, Mr. Marsh, hold up your hand. Don, those of you who support the election, Mr. Maher, hold up your hand. Mr. Maher is elected. Those of you who support the election, Mr. Ryan, hold up your hand. Mr. Maher is elected. Number five. No, point of personal privilege, 30 seconds.
Jim Bird,
simply said you post the
case.
I mean, it's a very unwise thing for sessions to say to their minister that you should not serve on an assembly committee. Unless there is some irony, very unusual reason. We've done it the last couple of assemblies. So this is a very important thing.
That's good, after all, that's the way we got rid of Don Patterson.
Sorry. This chairman looks to me.
As a matter of order, the committee closes the nomination. David H. Bryson as alternate from Louisiana Secretary.
David Bryson as alternate.
It's mine.
That's for 52. Gerald Morgan, Vice Secretary. I'd like to place the nomination to the order, Jim Bayer, for that alternate position.
Secretary.
Roger King, Western Carolina.
He is speaking.
The list of supporters, the election of Mr. King, please raise your hand. Dan, those of you supporting the board, please raise your hand. Dan, both of you supporting Mr. Bryson, raise your hand. Mr. Bryson is elected.
Mr. Moderator, we close. Here we have three nominees, and I think it would be better if we just simply submitted one. This is what's been suggested. And so we submit the name of Donna R. Timothy from Central Florida.
Mr. Moderator, we do have to elect two of the ruling elders in this case. We just want to come again, yes.
Now, wait a minute.
You elect two of us at that time.
You're supposed to elect two.
Yes. There'll be two ruling elders for one committee and two keeping elders for another committee. If you elect two.
We have two nominations without objection. I will accept further nominations from which we will select two from the total.
Thank you.
So you will have to do that, sir. There's no one speaking in the microphone. You are not 10-13.
The moderator is John Spencer going to be placed for nomination as the second.
Thank you.
Microphone 9.
No. Mr. Moderator, I'd like to place in nomination Mr. Lee Russell of Texas Secretary. Say that again. Luttrell, L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L.
And what is his secretary?
Luttrell, L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L. That is him. Microphone 7.
Mr. Moderator, I would like to place the nomination Mr. James Richard Bibb, B-I-B-B, a
covenant place appearance. March 26th, First Point of Western Carolina. I'd like to place a nomination of Sam Smith, Western Carolina. So to Sam Smith, Western Carolina. March 12th, Henry Fitzpatrick from Evangel. I move that the nomination be closed. It will be closed. Second, not for long.
Moderator, I think it's fair. You're filling very important positions in this agenda. And I just believe the people of Brooklyn, people have never heard of them, but know anything about it. I think we need to have someone for each one of these men at least take 15 to 30 seconds to tell the people on what the qualifications are for the Christian education committee so you'll help them vote with some of them. If the assembly will vote to do this, you're going to do it because the moderator has ruled that it's already been done before. If you want to do that for this committee, if you want to hear a word on these buttons and this for this committee, would you say aye? Opposed, no. The no's to vote. We will vote in reverse order. And the moderator is going to have a problem here because you have the privilege of voting twice. You have the privilege of voting twice. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Smith, please hold up your hand. Then, those of you who support the election of Mr. Bibb, please hold up your hand. Then, those of you who support the election of Mr. Luxor, please hold up your hand. Then, those of you who support the election of Mr. Spencer, please hold up your hand. Then, those of you who support the election of Mr. Kinsey, Mr. Kinsey and Mr. Spencer are elected. Moderator, on the Committee of Mission to the United States, I beg your pardon. I've got some notes on C.S. Patterson from Calvary has been submitted as alternate. Let's go number 9. Mr. Moderator, I'd like to place in nomination Mr. Lou Lutzel, R-U-C-T-R-E-L-L, Texas Coastal. Mr. Lutzel, Texas. I see no one speaking the microphone. We will vote between Mr. Lutzel and Mr. Patterson. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Lutzel, will you raise your hand? Bob, those of you who support the election of Mr. Patterson, Mr. Patterson is elected. Mr. Moderator, for the mission to the U.S., it was reported to the committee that Donna C. Graham would be resigning from the class of 80 and Ed Farthing from Westminster Presbytery is in nomination to replace him for the class of 80. It was reported to the committee that Mr. Graham was dropped. Well, it came to me that he was a staff one of the committee, and therefore would not be eligible to serve on the mission of the U.S., and therefore the committee took action to that to the election of leaders. You are nominating who? Edgar Farthing from Westminster. Reverend Edgar Farthing, Westminster, March 25. You don't have that. March 14. Mr. Moderator. Okay. Procedural, most procedural appeal. I move you, sir, that we vote on the committed nominees first in the future. You had a choice to procedure that had been followed. Exactly. I believe it will save time if you do, sir. Do you have a second? It is seconded.
you will say to the moderate and such so-called motion, if you favor the procedural motion, to reverse the order that we have been following, then you say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Aye.
If you favor the procedural motion, then you raise your hand. Done. If you oppose it, then you raise your hand. Procedural motion loses. The moderator is determined to reform them. We follow the same procedure that we have started. We're going to keep doing what we've been doing. Thank you, sir. Do we have just one or two here? We have one name only. I beg pardon. Matthew 7. Jay Love, Travis. I'd like to nominate Lauren Watson, Travis President.
Reverend Lauren Watson, Calvary.
Number 11, just a minute. Number 11, moderator, Anderson from Mississippi Valley. I'd like to nominate Dr. Robert Beery for the class of 1900.
Say that last name.
D-U-H-S. Robert Beery. Maxwell 14. Mr. Moderator, David Gruffy, Mississippi Valley Presbyterian. I would like to place your nomination in the name of Reverend William Hughes. William Hughes, Mississippi Valley. Mark 13. I'd like to nominate Reverend Frank Barker. Frank Barker.
James Ernest from Assumption Presbytery. I'd like to place in nomination Dr. Douglas Culver from Houston, Illinois, Assumption Presbytery.
Douglas Culver, Assumption. On 15,
I'm asking the nomination to close.
Motion is that the nomination be closed. Seconded. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Not to say
it's not ready. I'd like to raise a question on replacing Don Graham. He's only a temporary serving as the coordinator. It's my understanding that while he is serving the committee in this capacity, he is not a voting member. He is not voting in the meeting. But I believe the assembly would be served well if we would retain him on the committee. And, let him resume his full position once he's been replaced by the regular coordinator. I don't think we need any of these nominations.
Midge, I think we need a reading from, up here.
Mr. Moderator, the committee on administration has stopped to deal with this thing, and, I don't have those minutes with me, but it seems to me we've taken an action that a temporary man may be allowed to serve. If it's understood that he does not vote on anything that deals with himself, in which case Don Graham would not be voting in any of the meetings of Mr. Julio. That's how it's operating now on guidance from the committee and administration, but that's not an assembly action yet.
Could I offer a motion?
Just a minute. I would ask the nominating committee what was the question. Did you have information to the contrary?
Mr. Moderator, we only lasted on the advice, I don't remember who gave the advice, but he would have to be the case, and I know nothing further than that.
What's not about it?
The chairman of the committee back then.
The chairman of the committee by third number. Number 8, you also have over this motion or something? Number 8,
Philip Clark.
And I certainly would like to have Don Graham continued, but he was being employed by 5 and 5, and I think that was the rationale why he should be dropped.
He's temporarily coordinated, but he's not temporarily 5 by 5.
He is not temporarily 5 by 5, and he is being employed by that. Lloyd, you want to say something further? Peter, you have the microphone. You have the floor, microphone, too.
Mr. Moderator, I make a motion that Don Graham be retained on the mission for the U.S. Committee.
The motion would be in order to accept the motion if it's a search of the assembly, but Mr. Graham would be eligible
first of all, would be eligible to remain on this committee. As we saw you side by side, if the assembly so rules, then we will simply rule these nominations out of order. All right. Are you ready to vote? Do you understand the question? This committee at not say 16.
It's not over. Henry Benchoff and Charlie Culture.
I wanted to say a word about Lauren Watson.
I pronounce
left. Not so seven. Don Harper is a secretary. I believe this vote should be a suspension of rules and quite two-thirds vote.
Most of this is the interpretation, not a suspension.
It's the interpretation of our rules, not a suspension of it.
Not so 11.
And Dr. Alonzo,
Mr. Mallard, I believe how effective I have for Donnie Graham. This would be a mistake. The position we'd wound up in would be that we would have one employee of the committee, Don Graham, on the committee, and another employee, the coordinator, not on the committee. This would be a bad situation.
I believe that this is a different motion from a lot of motions, so it would be debatable, and if you wanted to make this motion, you may do so. You want to debate this motion? Microphone 13.
I want to ask you a question. Devin Carter is coming up for nomination to the Mission to the World in the class of 1982. And I don't know what
it is. Mr. Willis, that's not before us right now. Right now, we want to know if Don Graham is eligible. The city clerk tells me that the book is unclear, and consequently, the assembly would have a right to interpret it through at this point.
Let me know.
Hear your ruling, sir. I think that the book comes clear on a temporary employee. I don't think the book comes clear on an employee of the committee. An employee of the committee is not the full on the committee, and so I hear your ruling to accept the motion. I think that if you vote down the motion, you will be sustaining the appeal, and it affects the vote will be the same thing. Now, the vote before the assembly is whether or not Don Graham is eligible to serve on this committee in view of his relationship to the 5x5 campaign. I haven't read. I'm just asking the assembly to read. Oh, okay, all right. I know who now thought it. You're right. So if you vote in favor of Mr. Graham's eligibility, you will be in effect overruling the moderator as well as deciding the question. That's what we're going to vote on. If you believe that Mr. Graham is eligible to serve on this committee with the connection that he has, then you say aye. If you disapprove, say no. Mr. Graham is to be replaced with one of these nominees. Graham, we're up to the last microphone 13 for the point that he wanted to make. Frank, that was the point you wanted to make about one of these nominees?
Doug Culver is up for nomination. I thought it was Mission to the World, but on a theological committee for 1982.
Well, he could serve on both.
That's why I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
We are going to vote in the reverse order as we have been voting. Not so fast. Question. Five. Lee Lutter from Texas Presbytery. I'm wondering why we're not replacing Mr. Graham with Mr. Charles Champion. He is the alternate on that committee now. You want to answer that, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Moderator, let me speak to it.
If Mr. Graham had resigned during the year, that would have been automatic.
The fact that you're just taking it now, I think it's not automatic unless the assembly wanted to do so. But it would have been just automatic, so Mr. Champion would have filled out Mr. Graham's thing.
In effect, the assembly is meeting Mr. Graham off.
Mr. Moderator, what the committee felt, we have Ed Kilfarthing as the alternate, and what we felt was submit his name and nomination to replace Mr. Graham.
Yes. In other words, Ed Kilfarthing is last year's alternate, isn't it?
Yes. Justin is last year's alternate.
Excuse me.
Mr.
So you are leading Mr. Child's champion as the ultimate, and you are suggesting Mr. Father for the class of 1980.
Wait a minute.
Yes, well, right tonight, Roger, the Child's champion will be going off as ultimate, and with this nomination of Ed for Farthing, the recommendation from the committee, or nomination from the committee, he thought that he would be the logical one to replace Mr. Gorham. That was the rationale by the committee.
Can you be seated? Both of you? Wait a minute. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Father, will you please stand and be counted? Is elected to the committee. Do we have to elect an alternate, Mr. Chairman?
We elect the principal, and then we do have a nomination for alternate.
All right, let's see a nomination for alternate.
Well, the principal would come first. We have two names for the principal, Charles McNutt from Carolina Presbyterian.
Wait a minute. I'm still back
on mission to the U.S. We don't have any alternate to nominate for that.
Mr. Moderator, what we've done is that we placed Donald Graham with Frank Barker.
That's correct.
Now, for the class of 1980, so we come with the nomination for the class of 1982. Charles McNutt from Carolina Presbytery, and also the name of Stuart Kern was submitted from the Senate.
Do we have to elect two names?
Yes, sir, two teaching elders and one ruling elder.
Two teaching elders and one ruling elder. Class 1982. Charles McNutt is on the seat. The name of Mr. Cohen is not.
That is correct. This was inadvertently mentioned in the opening of the handbook. But this name, Phil Cohen, was submitted and it failed to get in the handbook.
Mr. Cohen, I believe, is our station.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Stuart Kern, our station, Mr. Charles McNutt, Carolina, are the nominees of the committee. Now, what are you asking? Proceed your motion.
The name, what nominee, other nominations be against one name or the other?
Well, both of these are by the committee.
Yes, sir, but there's two places to be sought. And so I'm moving that the names be divided, and that any other nominations that are made against one name or the other. We've done this in the past, and it's the first
time. All right, I'll understand the point. The motion is that further nominations be made against one of these two names. And if you adopt the procedural motion, which is not the way we did it before, then you will rise to nominate someone to replace one of these brothers specifically by name. You want to speak to the procedural motion, Mr. Peter? And then I want to speak to the procedural motion. The procedural motion is before you. Do you understand it? If you wish to follow this procedure in this election, do you say aye? Opposed, no.
No.
If you want to follow this procedure, then you raise your hand. Man, if you do not want to follow this procedure, then you raise your hand. Moderator's in doubt. If you want to follow this procedure of nominating against a specific name, will you stand and remain standing until you're counted?
It's a good idea.
If you support the election of Mr. Jones, will you raise your hand?
Don, if you support the election of Dr. Dees, will you raise your hand? Don, if you support the election of Kern, Mr. Kern is elected. Now that's the first of the two names. Now we will vote on the five at the top, or you may vote for any one of the five. If you support the election of Mr. Capel, will you raise your hand? Don, if you support the election of Mr. Iverson, will you raise your hand? Hold it. Don, if you support the election of Mr. Champion, will you raise your hand? Don, if you support the election of Mr. Baird, will you raise your hand? Don, and if you support the election of Mr. McNutt, will you raise your hand? I want a recount, and this is not a runoff. Support the election of Mr. Iverson, will you raise your hand? Bob. Election of Mr. Bob. Bob. The election of Mr. McNutt. We're going to have a runoff. Don't they have to have a majority? Between the three names, Iverson, Baird, and McNutt, this is a runoff. If you support the election of Mr. Iverson, will you raise your hand? You know, we better count, please. If you support the election of Mr. Iverson, will you stand? Somebody has to have a majority.
will vote between Ms. Iverson and Mr. McNutt. Just across the House, those of you who support Mr. Iverson, please hold up your hand. Done. Those of you who support Mr. McNutt, please vote Mr. McNutt as elected.
The committee places the name of Fred Marsh, Tennessee Valley, as alternate. You will see on the handbook that Ed Forfathering was, you know, brought to the class of 80 and he was defeated, but Fred Marsh.